back on the record. It's approximately 3:13 p.m.
So for item number three, the quantity in the bid was 47, but in the purchase order it was 45, so that's a reduction of two. And again, did that suggested reduction come from Xerox?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Likewise, for item number four, 1, 2, 3, 4, the bid showed it was 48, and then the final number was 33 in the purchase order, so that's a reduction of 15. Did that again come from Xerox?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was this an oral, I don't recall now, was this something in writing that that Xerox gave to you? Did that come directly to you, or did it go to the at that time telling Titan? Who did this suggestion go to? How was the changes communicated from Xerox to DOE? Who received was this an oral suggestion or was it in writing?
It was in writing, ma'am. I think it came through the fax machine.
And so who did it go directly to?
I know a copy came to our office.
Who was it addressed to? Because I don't remember offhand where it might have... copy came to your office. Who was the change addressed to? Why don't you look at Exhibit 6? I see. Is that where, if you turn to the second page after the email, there are those quantities?
Correct. It shows that it was addressed to Ms. Titan and the CC copy was to myself.
But at that time, going back to where I just said earlier, the bid said 5 to 14, did anyone else in procurement notice the difference in quantities?
If they did, it wasn't brought to my attention.
It was not brought to your attention. So, all right. Another question I had asked earlier of Ms. Titano, I noticed that it's your signature alone that signed off on the purchase order. For an amount of this size, does the supply administrator have to seek additional approval for a purchase order of this size?
Based on the certification, ma'am, as long as it's certified for that total amount, then no, as long as we have it certified.
So the certification is what governs, not necessarily the approval.
Right.
So the fact that if you were to turn to Exhibit 7, later on, there's a certification by an M.R. Tarot?
Yes.
Okay. So her is sufficient?
Yes.
It doesn't need to have, let's say, either telling tight, you know, the deputy superintendent's approval, or even the, does it require any other approval by either the deputy or the superintendent?
No.
So you can issue a purchase order once the requisition has been certified?
Yes.
Let me rephrase my question. You can issue a requisition even if, so requisitions do not require the approval, only certification.
Requisitions are normally approved prior to actually getting certified.
So in this case, on Exhibit number 7, where would the approval have come from your recollection? Who might have approved this? You said requisitions are normally approved prior to the certification. Is that generally what you said?
Right.
Yeah.
With Ms. Titano being the division head, and if it's okay with her, and the accountant certified.
She earlier stated, right, and I'll read that it probably would have required the superintendent's approval, not her approval. That's what she earlier stated. Okay. So from your recollection, who would be the normal person to approve? Is it customarily the superintendent, or is it customarily the deputy of finance?
In most cases, ma'am, sometimes the superintendent doesn't get involved in the purchasing herself. So if there are so-called changes, with Ms. Titano being the finance head, with her approval, and the accountants get that approval from her, the certified rec will come over to our office and we process as a PO.
Ms. Paris, that was the question I asked earlier as to who approved this requisition.
My understanding of the question, Madam Auditor, was would it generally require for approvals higher up the chain, if you will?
Right.
And then the question that you asked us to verify was whether or not this specific requisition obtained the approval of the superintendent. That I did not speak, because he's a witness, I did
sure,
not speak
sure.
with Mr. Garcia.
Right. So do you have that information?
Yeah, this being a manual process, in this specific IFB, it would have been given on the document itself. So what you see is the approval that's there.
There's no
the certification. Well,
the certification. There's
yeah.
a certification, but there's no approval.
Yeah, it would have ended with Margaret Otero's certification.
So your statement that it would normally have somebody's approval.
It may be a verbal.
Right, approval. Yeah, that's what I was going to clarify. I don't believe, I mean, Mr. Garcia would be able to answer of his own accord, or Mr. Pito, but as I understand it, Madam Public Auditor, is Mr. Pito has represented that on this page there are no written approvals, but I do get the impression from Mr. Garcia that if there had been conversations at that time, either with Tolling or the superintendent, that might have been sufficient. I don't want to misrepresent his response, but that's my understanding.
Do you normally get a PO of this size? How often do you issue $800,000 POs?
It all depends on the actual services.
Huh?
It all depends on the actual services, because you can have, like, for example, custodial services that we do have now that require millions of dollars. So it all depends on what size map you're talking about.
Let me rephrase. About how many do you see in a year? One? A dozen?
Within a year, maybe about 15 at the most.
15 at the most?
Yes.
Okay. That's similar to what Ms. Titano said. She said about 12 at the most, a dozen or so at the most. Okay. So So in this particular case, in this particular requisition, there was no formal signature of approval other than Ms. Artero's certification of funds. Is that correct, Mr. Pito?
Yes, I agree.
Thank you for allowing us the indulgence to go over the numbers. My staff and I, where we were trying to work out the numbers on this to figure out how these numbers came about. But every time we looked at different numbers and we attempted to add them up and multiply them out, we got at least three different sets of numbers depending on which number you used. So did DOE make any comparison of what the original IFB might have cost compared to what the issued purchase order resulted in?
Can I say that again?
Did anyone or did supply management or to your recollection, anyone else in DOE make any type of comparison as to the IFB and its original quantities, comparing it to the vendors versus the final purchase order that was issued?
I don't think anybody in DOE was informed, or I don't think anybody in DOE was made any comparisons.
No one, nobody made any comparisons of the numbers.
I don't think so.
To your recollection.
Right.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you very much, Mr. Garcia. Good.
Are there any follow-up questions by the parties?
None from DOE.
I have a few.
Okay, please proceed.
Of the 14 recommended units for item one, how many has DOE accepted?
Do you mean by received, accepted as in received?
Correct. How many have been installed at the schools?
As of this point, I do not know.
You're aware that only five have been installed?
To be honest with you, I really don't know how many quantities came in.
Okay. What about for item two? Do you know how many quantities have been installed?
No.
Could you turn to Exhibit X12 on the Xerox book? Would you agree that these are the quantity changes, recommended changes that the public auditor just went over?
Yes.
And that in total for the product mix, there's five additional machines that were suggested?
Right.
Okay. Have you, could you turn to Exhibit X6? Have you seen this document before?
Excuse me, what exhibit number was that, Mr. Arkin?
Xerox X6.
Thank you.
Have you seen this document before, Mr. Garcia?
I've seen one like it.
Is the substance of this one similar to the one that you've seen like it?
Yes.
When was the first time you saw the document?
One like this might have been the first time I dealt with Xerox themselves.
Okay. After the bid was submitted?
No, this prior to this bid, Your Honor.
Okay, so is it possible that the list you're looking at had to do with the old contract?
Yes.
Okay. So this one making recommendations for the new contract, had you seen this one before? So it's possible this list is different from the one that you've seen?
Yes.
Okay. Did Talling Tyson ever tell you that she received this list from Xerox?
No.
I think you testified earlier that you relied on Ms. Tyson to determine where the machines would go. Is that correct?
I would ask her, yes.
Okay. So it's possible that Ms. Tyson would have received a list like this from Xerox?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Nothing further.
This is a point of clarification. Who prepared this list?
This is the list prepared by Xerox delivered to Ms. Titano.
The one that you were just asking if he had seen?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You were asked about Xerox Exhibit X-12.
Yes, sir.
And we have the number of changes. There are five items, and there's changes on five items. It shows a net change of five. But how many total changes were there?
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, you have plus nine changes.
Mm-hmm.
You have 13 changes.
Correct.
You have two changes.
Correct.
And you have 15 changes.
Correct.
What's the total number of changes?
There's four there, sir.
Four changes.
Mm.
Mm. All right, so 9 plus 13 is what?
22.
22 plus 2?
24.
24 plus 15?
39.
39 changes out of original 144 individual quantities.
Correct.
Okay. That's a rather significant number of changes. I have no further questions.
Any other follow-up questions?
None from DOE.
Okay. Mr. Garcia, thank you for coming today. I'm going to excuse you as a witness. Of course, you're subject to recall by the parties during the pendency of these proceedings. I think you've heard this order before, but I'm going to order you again to not discuss your testimony with any of the parties or any third parties until these proceedings have concluded. You understand that? All right. And thank you for coming today. Mr. Brown, who's your next witness?
My next witness, Mr. Hearing Officer, is Randy Romero, DOE employee.
Okay, when are we going to get to
as soon as we get through with Mr. Romero.
Okay, how long do you anticipate Mr. Romero's testimony?
I have a half a dozen questions or so. I don't know how long it's going to take us to get through that, but it's not an awful lot of questions.
It's my experience that six questions probably will generate 30 more. From the other party.
Well, I have no way of judging that.
Okay. All right. Well, we will okay. We'll proceed with that witness, and then you're going to call Ms. Mooney thereafter?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So please, can we get Mr. Romero? Okay. While we're waiting, I'll give... let's go on a quick recess.
Yes.
And come back in 5 minutes. We're off the record.
Do you anticipate Mike or Pam today?
I thought so. But I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.